Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. Hey, John, this month we're doing the Father's Day emphasis.
Seems like we've been doing it for the last 2 months, getting ready for this month, though.
Well, it takes a lot of preparation, John. That's all behind the scenes, but our listeners are only seeing a small portion of what we're doing. Hey, we get to review the newsletter.
Always a semi-good time.
Oh, semi-good time. I think it's a great time because you write it.
Well, I put it together. I don't write it.
And not only that, we're going to talk a little bit about camp meeting. That's always a big thing here.
Yes, it is.
At Strong Tower Radio, where we have a lot of FaceTime with our listeners.
Yeah, we do. Well, I don't know that we do, because we're usually down in the recording
studio,
so we don't really get much FaceTime.
Yeah, we spend hours and hours of producing future programs because there's a lot of opportunities with the speakers from camp meeting. Between that and our Campus Abo studio, those are very important parts of our on-air product.
Yes, they are.
And we also have two other people with us.
We do.
We have Cam Ferguson, who is our development director. Welcome, Cam.
Thank you, Tom. It's good to be here again.
And as always, we have the author of the lead article of the monthly newsletter, and that happens to be Marty Miller. Welcome back, Marty.
Good to be here, Tom. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure to have you as you're advocating the godly roles of men with your ministry, Blueprint for Men. You're located in Collegedale, Tennessee, which is a suburb of Chattanooga.
That's correct.
Well, Cam, will you lead us off with a word of prayer?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for this opportunity to come together and consider the content of the newsletter. And we pray that as we review this, that all who hear will desire to receive the newsletter and to read it in full, and that all is done to your name's honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
John, would you give us a little introduction to Marty's article, and then we'll talk with Marty.
Well, for those of you that have been keeping up with the newsletter, you've noticed that there's been a trend where we're trying to keep a tie to Christ's life in this theme for the year. And with this particular one, we wanted to talk about fathers, but not just our own fathers as we normally would. We wanted to talk about God or Jesus as a father as well. And one step further than that, we thought about adding Joseph as a father from his point of view, a son who wasn't his son. He took under his wing, taught him carpentry and that sort of thing. So we wanted a little bit of that life process in this Father's Day. I don't know what you'd call
issue.
It.
Issue.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting, John, that Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus, that's and maybe Marty, you can chime in on that. That's a very special love for a father to step in when it's not your biological child.
I imagine it's tough at first anyway.
Any thoughts on that, Marty?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, there's two ways to look at the stepfather. You know, the one blessing that Joseph had is he was all that Jesus knew, you know, and at least on that human level. Whereas I really, my heart goes out to any man that becomes a stepdad as a kid might be in a teenage year setting. That would be really challenging. But nevertheless, I think there's an idea that I'm not really this man's son. And there's this disconnect. I've heard that over and over. I've got family members that have been adopted, and there was always a little feeling of separation. So how can men that find themselves in that kind of a situation come through?
But it's a role that, when done well, has eternal benefits.
That's right.
You think of Joseph and the start that he had. Here he is, he's going to get married, and all of a sudden he finds out she's pregnant, and it wasn't by him. And he's about to do an honorable thing in his perspective and just dissolve the engagement quietly. And then he has a dream where an angel tells him, here's what's going on. Talk about an amazing calling. Amen. You know, we read at length in the Gospel of Luke how Gabriel came and had a conversation with Mary. And man, that's just awe-inspiring to read it. I always almost get hair stand the back of my head when I read it. But Joseph had no less of an experience. And here God is telling him, no worries, man. I've got this. Go ahead and marry her. This, I have chosen you and her to be the family for my son. And whatever he had in mind before, he just got elevated to the highest calling any father has ever had on earth.
Amen.
Let me jump in real quick here and just kind of, I felt this is worth sharing. I just had this thought. What would it be like if we as men, as fathers, thought of our children as not our own, that they're really future sons and daughters of God, that we're growing up, just like Joseph did with Jesus? Imagine if we had that mind shift. Maybe we wouldn't trivialize the time we spend with them.
Well, I resonate with that, Marty, especially in the Old Testament. Several of the prophets through whom the Lord said, children are a heritage of the Lord. We're stewards as parents of the children that God gives to us. And he delegated creative ability. So, and it's part of being in the image of God. Male and female together create life. That's another reason that Satan attacks that whole arrangement so viciously. And we see that in our day and time now. And so that's, you know, we're not thinking of it in this light, but as we talk about God's design for fathers, particularly as well as mothers, that is a shot across the plans of Satan to confuse the world.
You know, as I saw something there, Marty, that I heard that Joseph, he did the honorable thing. And he was not only being a father, but he was always also being a husband to Mary, the wife, doing the right thing, even though it wasn't socially acceptable. He did the right thing. That's a husband stepping up and courageously, and that's kind of one of the items in your 10 list of things of intentional fatherhood.
Yeah. You know, one other thing I want to just, as we just wrap up this whole idea of Jesus and how he was raised by a stepfather, so to speak, his earthly father. I think of, I've got a good friend. He's in a stepfather situation. And his oldest stepson actually is now coming out that he's transgender. And these are the hot issues that we're dealing with in this brave new world, as I lay out in my little article, in that you have to come to a point, and this is where his wife is at, particularly because it's her son, and my friend has to help support her through this painful time, that he wants to be called a new feminine name. He wants to be called by her and she. It's just really crushing for this mother. And so she counseled with a pastor and said, how do I deal with this? And he said something that I thought was wise. And he said, you have to get to a point where you say, God, I give him to you. I have to be okay with the choice that he makes, even if it means that he is lost. I'm not gonna just, you know, give up. I'm going to be praying and I'm going to do everything I can, but I can't let it steal my very life. And that's a hard place to get to, but that's what a lot of people are wrestling with in today's world. It's just beyond what other generations have dealt with. The enemy is at work.
You know, that kind of leads into the first paragraph of your cover article in the Strong Tower Radio Ministry News of June. We live in an increasingly godless world where moral lines are blurred. What was once right is now wrong, and what was once wrong is now right. And then you go on to talk about the brave new world, and that term brave new world is not something that Marty Miller coined.
No, that actually is coming from a book that was written long ago, almost 100 years ago. It was in 1932 it was published, but it was by Aldous Huxley, and it's a futuristic world state. So it's if you want to do a little research on that book, you will find it eerily familiar to what we're going through right now.
Yeah, tell our listeners who may not know who Huxley was a little bit of background. It's not just a name, but it was a whole person with a certain evil content.
Yeah, he was a mover and shaker, obviously, and as with anybody that was had separated himself from God, when you close the door on God, it leaves yourself open to darkness, basically. And so much of what he wrote and what he promoted, whether it was in books, poetry, even ongoing screenplays, things like that, were all leaning that direction. Mysticism and more. So there's more there than we want to get into, but it definitely is what I've seen over and over is when a young person, particularly, and we see this a lot with our younger people, when they close their door and saying, "I don't believe in God," there's not, you can't ride the fence in life. You either are going to the light or to the darkness. And when you go close the door to the light, darkness will overwhelm you.
Well, Marty, getting back on the topic here of fathers, built godly fathers in an ungodly world, what is a godly father?
Well, it's a very complex thing. I think that too often we spiritualize it and we just look at that dimension of a man. But as any man knows, he's got to wear a lot of different hats. And if you happen to be a very spiritual person, but you're failing in some other really important areas, it will actually hurt your credibility with your kids, with you and your workplace and your community. So it's, I came up with, as I just kind of studied this out, I went, okay, what are all the dimensions? And this is by no means inclusive of everything, but I think it's better than just saying some generalities. So we've got 10 roles of an intentional father that we've listed here in this newsletter. Very brief phrases, but I encourage all of the listeners and all of the readers to actually think about, and I give that challenge at the end of that intro, is to rate yourself as a man. You know, how am I doing in these different areas? And then add them up and see how you actually scored. My background is teaching, so I can't help myself to do that.
So the term intentional is compared and contrasted with passive.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, even more so than that, there's a book that I present in a little video that I talk about the intentional father. But the intentional father is contrasted to the other four types of fathers. So the first father is an irresponsible father. That's a father that's just not involved at all. It's just he's absent. And then you have the ignorant father, which he has no idea. He never saw how to be a father, and he's not doing much. He just basically checks out. And usually marriages don't survive. And then you have the inconsistent father, which is somebody that kind of a hit and miss. He doesn't get the spiritual dimension, especially. And then the involved father, most people would say that this is the gold standard. You know, the guy shows up at events. He might be proactive in a few areas, but really he's not leading. his children and leaving his home. And but then the intentional father, I'll just read this one paragraph here. He's deeply invested in knowing his children, how he can help them reach their redemptive potential. I really like that line. And purpose in life. He sees parenting as central to his call and does it with all of his might. And he leaves a multi-generational blessing in the lives of his children. So he sees it for what it is on an eternal stage.
Wow, that just calls me to action, and it really moves me, that definition of the intentional father.
Right.
Well, we've got 10 roles for the intentional fathers in the newsletter here, and we're just before a break. I don't know if we can do it or not, John.
I think we can get a few of them down.
Okay, Marty, why don't you start the 10 roles of intentional fathers?
Well, we'll start with the spiritual dimension, which there could be more than this in the spiritual realm, but I think that, you know, everybody in the, you know, that studied the Bible knows that there were two key leaders that were looked to, and that was a priest and the prophet. And even though they may sound similar, they have different roles. So the priest, what he does is he intercedes. So when you had the biblical sanctuary and all that went on there, the priest was playing the role of offering sacrifices and doing all these priestly duties, but really it was interceding for the congregation. And so really that's what the priestly role of a father is. He is praying for the souls of his children, especially before they reach the age of accountability, but even after that. He understands that as a leader, the priestly leader, he is interceding for their soul. Then the prophet, on the other hand, is somebody that actually speaks the words of God. He is a conduit of God's love, yes, but it's more than just action. There needs to be words. And I feel like this is one of the most challenging areas for men. I had a good dad, but I didn't feel like I had the words to give me that feeling that my dad was speaking as his conduit of God's words to my life. And I think that it's an area of growth for most men.
Wonderful. Well, we've touched on part of the spiritual aspect of the intentional father. We'll be back after this break to talk about the other eight roles of intentional fathers. You're with Strong Tower Radio, today's June theme with Marty Miller.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Hello, folks. We're back with Strong Tower Radio today. We're doing the ministry news feature this segment. And we started with Marty Miller of Blueprint for Men. And we were talking about the roles of an intentional father. We dealt with the spiritual, which was the priest and the prophet. And now we're continuing on the next eight items. Marty, what is item number three?
Yeah. Well, the number three, as we were kind of talking in just prior to this, is probably the hot potato of this list in many ways. There might be a few others. But the king face or the king role is it's problematic because that's the head person. Okay. So kings have been abusive of their power, much like men, fathers have been very abusive of their powers and dictatorial. And so, unfortunately, the perspective is not the godly father. It's just a man that's in charge, and he's just going to force everybody to respect him. But that doesn't work. That's not God's way at all. So he knows that his authority is because of his heavenly father, the king of the universe. And when he comes at it from that level of humility, and he respects his children and his wife, and he loves them truly, I think most women would love to have a man like that, that brings nobility. He's not reactive. When I think of nobility, this is crazy. I taught many years in the area of science, and there's the column on the periodic table all the way to the right. It's called the noble gases, and they're non-reactive. And I think that where most men get in trouble is they become reactive instead of leading with purpose and strength. So anyway, there's a lot there, but I know that God, at the very beginning, when he created man, he gave him dominion, which is a king's role, you might say. Now, the counselor, on the other hand, also this role could be seen in a palace, you might say. This is the wisdom that a king would lean on others for advice. And so a father finds himself in a role, especially as his children get older, especially in those teenage years. I think that that's really where a father is going to have his greatest opportunities to speak wisdom into the life of his children and initiating those tough conversations in a very noble, respectful way. And when a man does that, he brings something to the table that very few women can bring. So I just contrast 3 and 4. I think that they're just really a good couplet.
Wow, I enjoy that. Now we've talked about the spiritual role, we've talked about the leadership role, taking counsel and giving counsel. What's the fifth item?
Well, I really like this contrast on the next two. We've got the warrior and the builder. I think too often within spiritual circles, we really focus, especially with men, we resonate with action and danger and this whole warrior mindset. This is another hot potato in today's world. When you talk about a Christian being a warrior and going to battle, there's a negative connotation. And I was out taking a walk the other day, and down here in the South, we have fire ants, and they live in the dirt, and they pile up a big pile of dirt, and all that there is there is a colony of insects that seem to do nothing more than dig in the dirt and live in the darkness and want to just bite you painfully. Okay, that's that warrior piece. But what is it doing of any value? Nothing. And so when we as church members, especially men, are these angry, bitter, contentious people, we're like that fire ant. Well, we can't, even though we may have that dangerous dimension, so to speak, we are not going to be passive. We're going to actually go to war against the powers of darkness that come against your children. You also have this other dimension that you're building up something that is of goodness. So if you just have the warrior, it's going to be a negative. You've got to have the builder. And I would like to contrast that fire ant with the honeybee. So you have the honeybees, they're just the opposite. They work together, but they go out in the light to pick up nectar, and they go to the beautiful, sweet-smelling flowers. They bring it back to the hive. They have this honey that's there to nourish the young, feed the colony, and have extra to give to others. So the builder dimension of a man is that he is not only building a physical house and getting this honey, so to speak, the sweetness, but he's also really building this eternal dimension of the character of his children that will stand for eternity. So I like that contrast there, the warrior and the builder.
You know, I think about the warrior. There's a positive warrior aspect of David against Goliath when nobody was standing up to the threat of Goliath, the enemy. He says, is there not a cause? So I can see that the Father has a cause. It's worth doing, and he is not afraid to take his position.
That's right. That's right.
Looks like the next couple of them are kind of relational, numbers 7 and 8.
And again, I would say that the next two are really where men find a lot of challenge as well. Every one of these is challenging. But I'm just going to read this about the lover. The intentional father shows extravagant love and affection to his wife, which gives their children a great sense of security. It has been shown that the number one thing throughout life that brings stability to their children is that they see the father loving the mother. And when they see that, it's just, you can't really put a value on it, but they sense the love that they see there just flows to them unimpeded, and they feel something that is secure. But on the other side of it, we've got the friend, which means that he has a circle of other men around him that he has as those counselors in his life that he enjoys life with. And so I'm just going to read what it says here about the friend. The intentional father genuinely enjoys his children, seeks to know their heart, and gives them the greatest gift of all, that of his time. What I have found personally from my children, and I say this humbly because I've just been blessed to have an incredible son and daughter. I asked my son not too long ago, I said, so who are some of your closest friends at this stage of your life? And he said to me, he said, you know, Dad, I think you're my best friend. Mm-hmm. And that just melted my heart because I was so honored to hear that. But that really is probably the ultimate goal of establishing this friendship with your children, that they don't feel threatened by you and that they feel you really want them, not just need them to do tasks or whatever, or you're in the way, but you really want them to be in your life. Anyway, there's a lot here.
What about the next two items, the servant and the steward?
Yeah, so to me, the servant is really the works of your hands. So whether you're working around the home or whether you're working in a workplace or in the church, you are serving others out of that humble, joyful place. And again, this is something that the children see their father do in the home and with others, but it's really following that ultimate servant leader, Jesus Christ. That's one of the greatest things that he calls us to do. And then another thing is the steward, which really speaks to the finances and the resources that he must manage. If he does not do well in this area, all can be lost. So many men have not managed their finances well, not taken care of their home well, and things just go into chaos and loss. So there are none of these roles that can be missed by a man if he wants to be the most intentional of fathers.
So we've seen this list of 10 items here. I can see myself taking each one of those and rating them as you've suggested in this article.
Yeah, it's sometimes one of the things that I think in Christianity, we don't really ask the hard questions of one another. I'm going to take this to another level that would be in the marriage. And that would be, and it kind of goes back to the first one, the priest of the home. One of the things that I wrote there in that just one, a couple of lines was the statement that you are spirit-filled and you bear its sweet fruit. And I challenge you men to do this, because if indeed your marriage and what your children see in the love that you have for your wife is the most important thing besides your love for God himself, then we have to ask our spouse, how am I doing? I want you to rate me on a scale of 1 to 10. How is my love to you? How much joy do I bring to our marriage? When you think of me, do you think of a joyful person? What about patience, kindness, self-control. You go down that list of the fruit of the Spirit and you get a good, not a positive, but a realistic feedback on that. It's courageous to do it, but I encourage every man to take that courageous step.
Well, Marty, I really appreciate this. Your ministry, Blueprint for Men, has really provided a great contribution to men and to the church to uphold a man's role and to encourage a man to be everything God wants them to be.
Well, thanks, Tom. I'm humbled that God has called me to do this. I could say a lot more about it, but I think that really for me, most of my life, I was a good man, but that wasn't enough. I didn't have a lot of details in my life. And as I've engaged in this journey of understanding God's calling on us as men, it has made me more and more passionate about this because I see the relevancy in today's world, as it's always been, but even more so, in how the enemy is seeking to destroy the effectiveness of men.
Marty, would you mind sharing with our audience about the resources that Blueprint for Men, it's been a little while since we've had you last on the program. What have you provided to men and churches to help men be all that God wants them to be? And what's new since we talked to you last?
Yeah. Well, I want to just kind of zero in. We could talk about a lot, like, maybe having some kind of community, small group. We've got online small groups. You could go to our website, blueprintformen.org. And if you go there, there's ways to find about group engagement, even virtually. We would be glad to talk to any man that might be wanting to start something at their church, or just it doesn't even have to be at a church. But we find that men many times are in isolation and they're not walking together with other brothers going the same direction. And we know that when men are isolated, they're vulnerable and ineffective. So we want to bring guys into community. So small group engagement's really important. But I want to speak to especially the father dimension. We've got this webpage for fathers. And so I'm really excited about sharing this Adulting Challenge Blueprint. So in it, there will be all kinds of kind of age by age. What can you do with your son, with your daughter, to provide what they need? Men need details. We give details for everything under the sun, but most guys don't have any details on what they need to do with their 13-year-old daughter this year, what they're going to do with their 16-year-old son this year. And so to me, that's what I'm really excited about, is presenting to guys some practical tips and tools to take action, because information without action is just really, it's almost a liability. We're responsible for what we know because we've got to put it in action. So that's what I'm excited about right now in this particular time, is really dads being all that they can be.
I really am excited. This is possibly the first time I've ever heard about this. Seldom do we see a checklist or resources or something to reference to say, oh, I didn't think about that. You mentioned about a 13-year-old daughter. What does a 13-year-old daughter need or want, or what are some suggestions? Kind of like, I'd rather see a menu than try to come something out of the top of my head.
Yeah, if you went into a restaurant, there's just a pile of ingredients. Even worse, just walk in and you got to go get the ingredients. And you know, it's what's the point of the restaurant? And I hate to say it, but I think church too many times is that way. We don't give enough specifics to our men, and men are, we like to be active. We don't like to be clueless. And so if we don't give men enough information and direction, they're going to continue to do the same thing. And that's fail in the ways that God would have them. So, for example, let me just talk about a 13-year-old girl. What would that look like? Well, she needs to know that she is treasured and beautiful at that awkward stage of life. If I could put my finger on it, that is it. It's like he's going to actually reach out to her take her out on that daddy-daughter date. And better yet, if he could instill that activity earlier on. When you initiate and they're at that difficult time of life, it may be a challenge. But even then, press in, dads. Don't let her pushing you back and being sassy make you be reactive and not play that king face, that nobility. Don't let that bother you. What she's really doing at that time is she doesn't even know it, but by being ugly and difficult, if you gently don't let that bother you and you press in and you have conversations, it's amazing. She will realize, even if I'm ugly, I'm worth it. Hmm. And that's a hard assignment for us men.
How do we
tend to want to just go the other way?
How do we get the resources that you just mentioned? Give us that web address again.
Okay, well, you just go to blueprintformen.org, and on the homepage, there's a link to the Father's Day resources. And just go there, and there's a whole bunch of downloadable resources that will be available when this is aired. And, the month of June really is really where we're pushing this.
This is absolutely awesome. Marty, it's been a pleasure to have you again on Strong Tower Radio today's program, and specifically to deal with fathers.
Yes, thank you, Marty.
Appreciate the opportunity.
We'll be right back after this break.
When you're taking a trip, it's important to stay on the right road and to follow the GPS or roadmap to be sure that you get to your destination. Likewise, on your trip to heaven, it is vital to follow the roadmap, the Bible, God's positioning system. To do that, stay with Strong Tower Radio as we uplift the Bible and proclaim God's character. If you'd like to help with this mission, go to our secure website, www.strongtowerradio.org, and click on the donate button, or call 231-468-2087. We thank you, and may God bless you as we proclaim God's character together.
We're back, John, and we're going to cover the ministry news this month.
Yes, we are.
Hey, you've got the president's perspective. Would you mind sharing a few tidbits?
Well, certainly. David has written another fine update with the many things, and he has some very interesting thoughts. He spoke about an accident that happened not far from where he grew up, and as it turned out, there were, in the end, 30 people injured and at least 6 people lost their lives. And he points out that we tend to stop and say, if only they could have been warned. And with all of the communications capabilities that we have today, you'd think that we could do that. And then he goes on to say that that's what Strong Tower Radio is here for. We're here to tell people about those things that are coming up and what they should be paying attention to. Our push really is to get the three angels' message out, the first two being God's character is beautiful and he alone is worthy of worship, as David says. And then the third angel's message warned us not to worship counterfeit or man-made worship systems. And there are many out there. We can find idols in just about everything in today's life. And then he goes on to talk about what has slowed our progress down with bringing the 8 new stations online. He mentioned that a little bit. And then he talks about our super volunteer, Sandy Cole, who has, for health reasons, had to step down for a bit. And we don't know how much she'll be able to help us in the future. So we are in dire need of someone who can help us out in a front desk assistance kind of position.
She's been a glue to this organization for years years.
Almost from the beginning, yeah. She is an absolutely phenomenal lady. So we need help. If anybody can and is willing to do those kinds of things, and we can always use volunteers for many, many other things, it would be a great service to us and allow us to be able to get those messages out there to warn people.
Absolutely. Well, moving right along to the current events, this is my page, and it's one of my favorite pages because we get to talk about what's going on here at the studio and on the air. we've been out of the office, on the road, more than we've been in our office. And as I wrote it, my desk kind of represents that. But we have been to the Harlem Tulip Festival. That was a great time with the executive director. We got to be with the tulip horticulturist from the Netherlands. We got to hear see the young people do their Dutch dance. It was just amazing. Our advisory committee suggested the tour that we've done with the community service has been great, but they suggested, what if we go do virtual school tours? And so we took them up, and with just a few weeks of the school year left, we went to Grayling, Michigan, in northern Michigan, to a one-room school. We went to Cedar Lake in mid-Michigan. We went down to southeast Michigan, visiting three different schools down there. We went to Battle Creek Academy and Kalamazoo. Just a bunch of interviews that will be on the air in July.
And what's the point of those visitations?
There's one thing. We've done those interviews in the studio, but there's nothing like being in person, to hearing a teacher give the prayer at the end of the school days. Personifies many things about what Christian education is all like. Actually having students performing in their classrooms, tone chimes and choir, and meeting parents. We met a church, a preschool at Troy, Michigan, Adventist school, and they have a waiting list for their preschool. The child has not even been born, and he's always already registered for their preschool program.
Well, that's planning.
That's planning. Even in India, they say when you get to Troy, Michigan, you want to put your kids into this school.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
And we've been invited to Mackinac Island to do the Lilac Festival. And there's other things. Of course, there's going to be the Strong Tower Radio Inspirational and Praise Variety Hour coming up in person at the Village Seventh-day Adventist Church. This has got to be at least the third time we've been there.
I believe it is the third time, yes.
So by popular demand.
It is always filled with amazing music and testimonies. These guys do a great job down there. It's one of the few times that we as a team don't have a whole lot to do, because their team takes care of all the audio, all the video, all that kind of stuff. We just get to help out and enjoy the program, which we don't very often get a chance to do. It's great.
Kind of the best of both worlds. You have a seasoned team, and of course your team, which is the Variety Hour team. What a great program. Other things that have been a benefit is we, at our remote studio up at Campus Abo, we were able to do an interview with a pastor and his wife on the marriage retreat that we attended up there. It was great. We went to Cedar Lake, where they're establishing a community garden. Did that on site with the wind blowing across the mic and everything else. And we also... We went to the Holland Museum and toured that. What a great small museum. With that in mind, let's turn it over to Cam. What did you have to say on your page of the ministry news?
Well, I explored the concept of how humanity honors, at least in this country, mothers and fathers with one day each year, and how God calls us to honor our parents every day of the year. And some of us find that a little more difficult than others, depending on the relationship that we had with our mom and dad. And so then I explored in Scripture what is Jesus' example? And just giving some practical approaches to, if you have some difficult relationships with your parents, ways that God calls you to honor them and how you can go about doing that. And then moving forward to connect that idea to God as our Heavenly Father wants to connect with us not one day a year, every day, and not just in the morning, say at breakfast. He wants to connect with us all through the day. And he wants to actually, through the Holy Spirit, dwell in us and guide us to, by his grace, enable us to deal with the various challenges we face in everyday life. And so to bring about that perspective on God as our Heavenly Father, and how even when things go poorly with our earthly father, our earthly parents, that God wants to be that father to the fatherless, whether you actually don't have a father or you just don't know your father, your earthly father, very well. And so to bring encouragement and hope that God is so personal, he cares about what's happening in your life every moment of every day, and he has the counsel and the strength to take you through whatever you're facing right now. And that is the character of the God that Strong Tower Radio proclaims every day. And as the president brought out in his article, you know, our mission is to broadcast the everlasting gospel in the context of the three angels' messages 24 hours a day, every day of the year. And God is personal. He says, I want to see you face to face once again. There's some preparation that needs to happen in order for you to have a good experience when I return. And that's what we're about, being ready and helping others to become ready, which the working for others is a part of becoming ready. Because if we're going to have the character of Jesus, we need to do the work he did.
Well, amen. Awesome. I'm so glad I heard this in person. The newsletter's great, but hearing this was delightful. You know, celebrating Father's Day, we do that in our families to varying degrees, but one thing the church can do is celebrate fathers at church. And sometimes we do a very good job with Mother's Day. And in some of our churches, the camp meeting kind of overshadows it, as you don't celebrate Father's Day at church before camp meeting, and you don't celebrate it after camp meeting. So it takes intentional thought about that. And we've been encouraging churches to do it either before camp meeting as early as June 3rd, but you could do it immediately afterwards on June 24th or this particular week.
So for our listeners who may be wondering, what is camp meeting? If you're not familiar with that, Tom, share with us what that is.
Camp meeting is a time, a spiritual retreat for 9 days where there are spiritual messages. There's seminars that break out and fellowship. This one, camp meetings happen across the world, across the United States, also in Europe and other parts of the world. But in Michigan, it happens to be at Cedar Lake on June 9th through the 17th at Cedar Lake, which is central Michigan near Edmore. But also, camp meeting is also a Camp Wagner with the Lake Region Conference. And that is celebrated later before Independence Day. But with all that in mind, we have resources on our website that Strong Tower Radio is providing for you and your church. We have a wonderful video that part of that partnership with Marty's organization, Marty Miller, we just talked to, a Blueprint for Men. They produced 2 videos, Glad You're My Dad. That's just a heartwarming 1-minute video of telling dads we love you in front of the whole church. Can be screened before you give a gift to your call fathers up. You know, a lot of times churches have the children after the children's story come up and give the father mothers on Mother's Day, and on Father's Day you give a gift. Make sure you get a gift for your fathers at church. And there's a number of resources we can direct you to. And you also have stickers that you can download the template from Strong Tower Radio's website, str.fm or strongtowerradio.org if you prefer. And also a Father's Day card. It's a fill-in-the-blank. It's a one that your children personalize the message, why I like my dad. I like it when you do this. And many times in the children's divisions, they can fill this out and deliver it to their dad. And that's a Father's Day card that's much better than Hallmark. Wouldn't you agree, John?
Well, it's certainly cheaper.
It's cheaper. Well,
you don't get more customized than that.
That's true.
That's absolutely true. With that in mind, John, we've mentioned about the Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour. That's June the 3rd. By the time this is aired, that's already completed. One of the things that is coming up on air is that we have a program we call Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour, and that is Friday afternoons at 1 o'clock, and also Saturday or Sabbath afternoon at 5 o'clock. And we're going to be bringing back some of the classic variety hours will be played on those particular programs.
Yep. So if you haven't had the chance yet to enjoy a program live, which I really highly suggest, you can at least catch up with what we've been through and where we're going next.
Absolutely. And then as Cam called me out on what is camp meeting, well, camp meeting in Michigan at Cedar Lake is taking place. And guys, you can help me out with you can be a visitor for the day. It starts on the evening of June the 9th. That's a Friday evening. And then Sabbath through the following Sabbath, all kinds of programs. What do we do at camp meeting, Cam?
Well, I call it, to summarize, a foretaste of heaven, because not only are you able to enjoy a bounty of spiritual messages, there's also some breakout sessions on practical Christian living, various topics of the day, things people are needing to address in daily life now. And there's also a certain amount of time built in just for reconnecting with people you may not have seen since last year if they're from another part of the state. And so you're getting all these connections. And of course, I'm coming from the perspective of someone who's been there before, and maybe you haven't been there before. Well, let me tell you, I've met several people who came to camp meeting. They'd never been there before. And at the end of the day, they were just able to stay for one day. They said, wow, I've never had any experience like this. This is great. And you just have that connection you're not going to feel anywhere else.
John, what presence does Strong Tower Radio have at the Michigan camp meeting at Cedar Lake?
Well, this year we have several seminars that we're going to be involved in. As mentioned before, we also do recording. We try to track down those people that are going to be speaking to the group in general, and we do an in-depth interview with them as well. I'll tell you, we're talking about camp meeting as adults, but the kids have a great program for the age. There's slip and slides, there's crafts, they take them on trips for what have you. They really keep the kids busy, and the kids absolutely love it.
Well, you know, all of that, but the spiritual programs, they really connect. I mean, at the teen area, they have a certain term for it, the tribe or something like that.
That's true.
And those kids spend hours between meetings. If you're anywhere close, they're just jamming. That's an old term, but they're just playing instruments and singing spiritual songs. That's a beautiful thing to see young people singing Christian songs together.
Yes, it is.
And they're dealing with the real issues of their lives. And they have missionaries come speak to them, giving that broad perspective of an outside world of service. Let us not forget, Strong Tower Radio has a booth. There's a great big tent, just like an old-fashioned circus tent, and Strong Tower Radio meets and greets our listeners.
One of many organizations that have exhibits.
Absolutely. Probably 20 or more organizations.
Usually, yeah.
Yes. And you'll find various resources to help your Christian walk, ministries that you may want to connect with. And on Father's Day, the second Father's Day, we'll be giving a Father's Day gift to every father whose children bring them to the tent on Sabbath afternoon.
So if you haven't met us yet, you've just heard us on the radio, stop by the booth. We'd be happy to meet you, to talk to you. We would actually enjoy that a great deal. And, you know, if you have constructive criticism, we're willing to listen to that as well.
Absolutely. Well, listeners, for John Duman, for Cam Ferguson, Marty Miller, and yours truly, Tom Majure. God bless until we see you, either this side of eternity or in eternity. Amen. God bless.
Hello, my name is Marty Miller. I'm founder and president of Blueprint for Men. This message is to all the dads out there that are in the trenches helping to raise the next generation. In the Barna research-based book, The Intentional Father, John Tyson lays out five different kinds of fathers. And I want to challenge you as men to consider what kind of father you are. First of all, there's the irresponsible father, which has zero involvement with his kids. And because you're watching this, I'm sure you're not that kind of a dad. The next one is the ignorant father with no idea of what he's really doing and doesn't really try. Then the third type of father, he's the inconsistent father. He's torn by personal ambition, selfishness, also guilt that comes into his life. And he has these feeble attempts to fix things, but there's really no stable sense of security or identity that he's passing on to his children. And then number four, this is the one that most dads find themselves in. This is the involved father. And most people would think this is kind of the gold standard. And this is a dad that shows up at events. He may even put some porn filters on computers, but he still really is not leading and he's coming up short. So this final level, the fifth type of father, is what we call the intentional father. And this father is deeply invested in knowing his children, how he can help them reach their redemptive potential. He also shows them their purpose in life. He sees parenting as central to his call and does it with all of his might. He leaves a multi-generational blessing in the lives of his children. And this is my challenge to you as men, as dads. That is the kind of man, that is the kind of father that I know if you're watching this, you want to be. So what this webpage is a compiled list of recommended books, videos, and resources from a variety of Christian organizations that help you as a dad to become an intentional father. Blueprint for Men is the organization that I represent, and quite honestly, the name of that organization leads a man to ask, what is my plan for my children? What is a plan for my own life? And what I find for most of us men is that we do a lot of detailed planning in our work, different arenas, but we really don't pencil in on our calendar intentional ways that we can raise up our 13-year-old daughter or maybe your 16-year-old son. And so one thing that I've created that I'm going to be sharing here in this webpage is what I call the Adulting Challenge. And I'm really excited to share with you this because what it is it gives you ownership. It's a checklist of skills and competencies that you should teach your child before they leave home. These skills include everything from riding a bike to knowing how to find and use an electrical breaker box in your home. It also lays out some really awesome opportunities for you as a dad to create actual experiences, manhood rites and blessings that historically have been done all over the world by many different cultures. And there are biblical templates that we'll take a look at. So I encourage you to explore this webpage, to explore these resources, but more importantly, to take action and write out a plan and put it into motion because you are an intentional dad. Let me know if I can be of any help in your life. Reach out to me here at Blueprint for Men. Thank you so much, and God bless.